Welcome back to the Believe Podcast Network, guys. This is Believe in TCU Football with Lauren Cottrell and JD. It is week six of college football, and we are going into the battle for the saddle, TCU versus Texas Tech, this Saturday at 6 p.m. in Lubbock. TCU is favored to win, although TCU is 2-2 and Texas Tech is 4-1 at this point. We both lost to Texas. Our game was a lot closer. They lost 70-35. And this game is kind of interesting because we're going to be playing against former TCU's Sonny Cumbie's offense. So what are your thoughts, your first thoughts on the game, JD?
I'm excited for this one. Like you said, we had a little bit closer game than they did against Texas, so feel a little bit more confident in that. And then again, like you said about Coach Cumbie, like, you know, get to see him again. So he's seen Coach Patterson's defense. He understands it. He's coached against it. And, you know, Coach Patterson knows his offense, right? So I think it's going to be a pretty interesting game, probably a close one as well. So I'm excited about it. This will be a good one.
I was thinking the same thing about it being a pretty close game. We've had some really close games in the past few weeks, but, you know, as I looked more and more into it, they have had quite a few injuries. You know, their starting quarterback is out, and I think their starting wide receiver is questionable. I don't know if they've come out saying that he's not going to be playing this Saturday, but I think that definitely could make or break the game for sure. So I guess, you know, kind of just starting off on the offense, we have Max Duggan. They now have their second string quarterback, Henry Columbia. You know, in four games, Duggan has 899 yards, and Columbia's over there with just a little over 500 in three games. But, you know, when it comes to the completion percentage, Columbia has 70.7% in just three games, and Duggan has 63.2% on the season. So what are your initial thoughts on the quarterback in the quarterback room?
I think that we may be in favor with the backup plan. I think we may be in favor. So we might have a little bit of an advantage there. But, I mean, the Big 12 is air raid, right? So I don't necessarily think their backup isn't as good. He may be just as good as the starter. Who knows? I haven't been able to see him yet, so I can't really make a fair judgment. But I mean, you know, you kind of feel good when their top two guys, you know, well, at least one of them is out and the other guy's questionable. So you kind of feel good if you're TCU. But at the same time, like I said, I mean, this is a air raid ball throwing conference, so you can't ever really count anybody out. So we'll see, though. We'll see. I mean, Max is starting to become more consistent. Mm-hmm. It feels funny to even say this is week six of college football. It almost feels like it just started, right?
I know.
So, like I said, I think he's getting better every single week, and I think going against, you know, a familiar defense, I think he'll be ready. I think we got a shot for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's funny that you say that. I was just talking to somebody yesterday with TCU football, and we only have three more home games, which just blows my mind.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
Yes, absolutely.
I guess it's just been, like, weird because, you know, we've had four straight home games and no away games, but
yeah,
it blows my mind. I cannot believe we only have three more home games for the rest of the season.
Gosh, that's tough. That's tough. That's tough.
I know. It's gone by really quick. So, but yeah, I guess, you know, on paper, I think our running game is definitely a lot better than the Red Raiders. You know, we have Zach Evans, who has 443 total yards so far, where Taj Brooks only has about, you know, 443 yards on a game. And Taj Brooks, their running back, only has about 284 yards on each game. So, you know, he's not really a match for Zach Evans, but that also just depends on how much we give Zach Evans that ball, kind of like we talked about last week. So that could definitely, you know, make or break something. And, you know, I've been reading a little bit on their other wide receivers. They got Kalen Gager, I think is how you pronounce it, and the other guy's name I'm not even going to try to butcher it, but you know, they have shown some promise for them you know, over these past few games. So they still could have a pretty good passing game with those other receivers, even with their starting wide receiver out, or questionable, I guess. But yeah, you know, I think we do have the favor on the offense. I think it's I don't know. I think it's definitely going to come down to defense again. You know, because they have the good passing game. We have a pretty good running game. So it's definitely going to come down to that defense. And we have allowed less points throughout the season. Our defense has. And coming off of last week, the way our defense looked, you know, talking about those reps, every single week we've talked about how they just need those reps. And they definitely have gotten them and have looked a lot better. So I think that's definitely in our favor for this Saturday.
Oh yeah, I agree most definitely. I think that, you know, I think it's kind of opposite. I think the defenses are going to be kind of opposite, and this is just me browsing over the ESPN app and just looking at the yards allowed. So Texas Tech has a tendency to allow more passing yards, right, than TCU defense. But when it comes to rushing yards, it's quite the opposite. TCU has given up more rushing yards than Texas Tech. So I think, like I said, I think we are definitely in favor. Coach Patterson has some kind of magic tool that he uses every week to know if these defenses are calling. I mean, if these offenses are calling. And so, like you mentioned earlier, I think we got to get Zach Evans the ball immediately to get him going, get the run game going, because, you know, we got to have it. We got to have it. We can't put the ball in the air if we can't get a run game going. And Texas Tech seems to have a pretty stout run defense, only allowing 118 yards per game. So, you know, I think we got our work cut out for us in the run game. But just like we talked about with that, with Max getting better every week, I think he's gonna have an opportunity to put the ball in the air. And then defensively, like you said, I think the reps for those younger guys are really, really boosting their confidence throughout the weeks. Guys are starting to be on one accord and starting to kind of get on the same page as Coach Patterson. So, like I said, I think at the end of the day, it's going to be an even match game, but it's going to come down to a couple of plays, I think, for sure.
No, absolutely. And I know we've talked about every single show how, you know, it doesn't really come down to one play. And I think, you know, TCU overall, when we have parts of our team, when they work really well. But, you know, we are flawed in many ways, and there have been big mistakes shown in our games in the past few weeks that have put us behind. You know, I mean, against SMU and against Texas, they were really close games, and we could have pulled out a win, but there were just some of those small mistakes that we just hopefully can, you know, shake off throughout this week, and hopefully they not a lot of them show up this Saturday, and maybe we'll have better refs too.
Yes, we're praying for better refs this game. We gotta have it.
For sure. I think that's really interesting, though, how, you know, Texas Tech's defense is, you know, better at stopping the running game, which, you know, is definitely going to make it an interesting game since we're better at stopping the passing game because, you know, they have a pretty good passing offense and we have a pretty good running offense. So that's definitely going to make it for an interesting game, and I'm looking forward to it for sure. And our first road game of the season, which will be interesting. TCU doesn't travel well, which which I get it. We're a smaller school, but you know, our fan base doesn't travel very well. Especially, I mean, Texas Tech isn't too far, but I mean, it's a drive.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's Lubbock. It's Lubbock. I mean, and
You'd want to go
no di
there.
yeah, you know, like no disrespect to Texas Tech, but you know, it's kind of a tough drive. It's a I know for sure as a player it was a tough ride. Because you almost kind of feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. And then you pull up to this giant stadium. So it's a little different going to Lubbock, but I hopefully the TCU faithful will show up and bring some energy with them.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? What it's like for away games when you don't have that home field advantage and you don't have, you know, your fans screaming your guys' names and stuff. What is that kind of like, I guess? What's the difference from a player's perspective?
It is it's a challenge, and it's kind of like a underlying challenge because you don't really think about it that much. But I know one thing we would say all the time is that we have to bring our own energy, right? We have to be our own crowd. We have to be our own cheerleaders. We have to really, really dig in and come together as a team. And I think that's when teams really, really grow. They take that quantum leap, if you will, because you go on the road, and it's always tough to win on the road, right? So you go on the road and you create your own energy, you create your own atmosphere, and you come out with a win. And believe it or not, teams get stronger doing that time and time again. So these next couple of away games for TCU are definitely going to be very, very important, I believe, because again, we got to figure it out. You know what I mean? We have to. We got to figure it out, especially on the road. I mean, we got to go to Oklahoma. We got to go to Kansas State. So, I mean, we got some tough games ahead. We got to go to Oklahoma State as well, too. So, I mean, they're gonna have their opportunities to
Well, we have
really, really,
Oklahoma next week too, you know?
right back to back. So, right back to back. So, I like I said, I think from a player standpoint, it's gonna be their opportunity to come together and be a stronger team together.
No, for sure. Going off of that too, for I'm really excited to talk about Oklahoma next week because, you know, they have Red River this week, which is their biggest rivalry. I think it's the biggest rivalry in the Big 12, in my opinion, and it's that's definitely going to give them some confidence going into next week. You know, in my personal opinion, they're obviously always the best, one of the best teams in the Big 12, if not the best team. And you know, this season they've struggled a little bit. I think they've just been pretty unstable. They've still pulled out wins, but they've been a little unstable. So, but I think coming off with that confidence against Texas, you know, could be interesting. But I guess, you know, sticking with this game, what is your score prediction and why?
Ooh, that's gonna be tough.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's gonna be tough. That's tough.
Tea.
I think that both teams average somewhere around 30 something points or so. So if I had to come up with a score, I would say TCU 42, Texas Tech 28.
Really? Okay.
I
That's
think
kind
we,
of a that's a wider range than I thought you would say.
I mean, on the road, you always got to score at least two more to secure a win, at least in my opinion. I think that's a pretty good strategy to go into a road game with. Like, we got to score two more times than they will. So that's my prediction, but we'll see. We'll see.
We will see. I'm gonna have to go. I said a little bit closer of a game. I have TCU 34 and Texas Tech 27, so just by a touchdown.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting. But you know, going off of your prediction, I did see something somewhere that I thought was really interesting, and it stuck with me that Duggan and Evans, their duo is a pretty close comparison to Thompson and Robinson on Texas. And they absolutely obliterated Texas Tech. So that could be good for us, you know, hopefully. I mean, obviously the greatest thing about college football is that you just never really know how it's going to end up, but that could definitely be for our advantage. So that'll be interesting. You know, TCU offense is great on third downs. We have been this season. Max Duggan has been really good in the red zone. You know, we do a good job at giving the ball to everyone. But you know, I mean, in my personal opinion, Zach Evans needs those touches. He needs those touches. But so, and again, our defense was insane last week, and with those reps, we'll just keep getting better and better. So I'm gonna go. I have to say that TCU is gonna pull out this win.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. We'll pull it out. We have to. We're on the road. We have to.
Yeah, no, for sure. Especially for our first road game, it's definitely going to set up how the rest of the season's going to go on the road because we have, what, I think 5 more road games, and then, like I said earlier, only 3 more home games, so.
So yeah, we gotta pull this one out, and I think, getting this win this week is gonna continue to bring that momentum, and we gotta have momentum going to Norman next week. Like, it's not even a question.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm going to Red River this weekend, so I'm excited for that. But you know, OU's definitely a tough one, especially for an away game. So
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, guys. Well, the Battle for the Saddle again is this Saturday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time in Lubbock, TCU's first away game against Texas Tech. We will be back on Monday to go ahead and talk about our thoughts on the game, our recaps. Again, as always, let us know your opinions. Let us know your questions. We would love to talk about them on the podcast. But until Monday, it's JD and Lauren, and we will see you guys then.
Peace.